Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We want to shift now from the House over to the Senate. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren posted a 6-minute video today, along with results from a DNA test that says she does likely have some Native American ancestry. Carlos Bustamante, a Stanford University professor, did this DNA analysis. And in the video posted by Warren today, he explains.
In the senator's genome, we did find 5 segments of Native American ancestry with very high confidence, where we believe the error rate is less than 1 in 1,000.
Now, the president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you guys
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
For more on this, we turn to WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey, good to be here, Deb.
So first of all, I want to hear your thoughts on today's news from Elizabeth Warren that the DNA results showed that she most likely does have a Native American ancestor, somewhere between 6 and 10 generations back. What do you make of this?
Right. Well, I'm certainly no expert in DNA analysis, but these results come from a highly respected Stanford University genomic scientist, Carlos Bustamante, who we heard in the open there. And they seem consistent with Elizabeth Warren's longstanding claim that she does have some Native American ancestry on her mother's side. So in that video, she talks about her Oklahoma roots, that her mother's family had this Native American ancestry, and that in fact, because her father's family disapproved of that Native American ancestry, they disapproved of the marriage. And Elizabeth, so this was family lore. Then came the attacks on this claim, most recently from President Trump. Now comes this DNA test. And Bustamante concludes that the analysis suggests that Warren has a Native American ancestor in her family tree on her mother's side, dating back 6 to 10 generations. And so, Deb, that would make her as much as 1/32nd American Indian, or if the ancestor is 10 generations back, as little as 1/1,000th American Indian. Mm.
Now, this is something Warren's been dealing with since her race against Scott Brown in 2012.
That's right.
What do you think about the timing, though, Anthony?
Well, it's all part of a carefully orchestrated effort by Elizabeth Warren to lay the groundwork for a presidential run. I mean, it's all part of a piece. She's been campaigning, raising money for other Democrats, deploying her own staffers to key primary states. She's also been putting her own tax returns online, pointing out the contrast between her and what Donald Trump has done or not done. And so I think this is part of this careful effort, in this case, to neutralize or try to neutralize one line of attack from her critics.
Now, the speculation is that Warren is doing this to clear her name, essentially. So do you think that this is enough?
Well, I mean, it really depends. I mean, look at how the birthers kept going after President Obama, even after he reluctantly released his birth certificate. But I think what this does is it gives Warren a good story to tell, a kind of inoculation maybe against her critics, or at least against folks who might have been skeptical about her claims, but who might be willing to listen. I don't think you're going to hear President Trump saying, oh, sorry, Senator, I was wrong. And in fact, let's talk about President Trump, because he made an offer to Warren at a rally over the summer in Montana. Here's what he said.
I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
All right, so today Warren tweeted that her DNA test proves she has nothing to hide. She urged President Trump to release his tax returns. She also told him to send $1 million to a nonprofit that protects Native American women from violence.
So after Senator Warren releases this video today and these DNA tests, I'm assuming the president was asked about this. What was his response?
Right. He was asked, and here's a bit of an exchange with reporters as he was about to board a helicopter in Washington.
No, I have no. Who cares? Who cares? I didn't say that. You better read it again.
So he says, who cares? And he said, what about that $1 million offer? He said, I didn't say that. Well, we know, in fact, he did say that.
So you spoke also, Anthony, with Warren's opponent in the Senate race, Jeff Deal. What did he say about this?
Right. He responded to the news once again, calling on Elizabeth Warren to drop out of the race. Deal says the DNA test is just the latest evidence that Warren is no longer interested in being a senator. Here's a bit of what he said.
What she's doing now is just trying to make national news in a way that, again, highlights the fact that she really wants to run for the presidency.
Now, that's sort of no secret that she wants to run for the presidency. She has said that after the November election, she's going to take a hard look at a White House bid. And as we've mentioned, she's already done a lot to lay the groundwork for that. So
all right.
There we are.
So we'll be talking about this some more, I'm sure. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks so much for your time today.
The story that never goes away.
Never goes away.
My pleasure, Deb.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Zoe Mitchell, with help from Eve Zukoff. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hati. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.